She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Thank you so much for joining us today. We greatly appreciate our sponsors, and a special thanks today to the sponsor of this show, the Fairfax Companies. I have a very special place in my heart for them because they have been with Mrs. Green's World from the beginning, and their dedication to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices is why Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. Indeed, they are. Thank you, Fairfax. Okay, everybody, I am really excited about the show. I want to take a deep breath. I want all of you to get excited and get engaged because it could be a matter of your important health. Our guest today is Amy Valpone. She is doing major things to make a difference for people's health and the health of the planet. She's the editor-in-chief of the Healthy Apple. What's wrong with me today, Amy? TheHealthyApple.com. I'm so excited. I'm tripping over my words. Amy is a Manhattan-based personal chef, a culinary nutritionist, a professional recipe developer, a food photographer, writer, motivational speaker, and what she specializes in is simple, gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free clean recipes, and we're going to talk a lot about what all that means. So, Amy, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to be a part of Mrs. Green's World.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's a big mission you've taken on. I mean, it really is. Your mission is to help change the way people eat. It's very personal to you, and you have, to me, an incredibly compelling story to share. So let's start there about what happened to you and why you're on this journey.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so, I grew up in a healthy family, no packaged cereals, you know, very, very healthy, tons of vegetables, real food, and got to college, gluten started bothering me, dairy started bothering me a little bit more than it was when I was younger, and then all of a sudden, you know, I came to New York about 10 years ago, started working in a corporate job, and my legs started swelling up with about 40 pounds of water weight, and I was about 95 pounds at the time. I couldn't gain weight. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. So I went to the doctors, and they rushed me to a cancer hospital and said, you know, you have leukemia. They did bone marrow biopsies on me. Long story short, they had me at the age of 25 on steroids, painkillers, water pills, morphine. I was on disability from my job for a year. I had C. diff colitis and myositis in my leg muscles. I mean, it was awful.
Amy, did you say 40 pounds of water weight? I mean, I've seen your picture. You're a teeny tiny little person.
I am tiny. Yeah. I'm only like 5'2", and I was about 95 pounds, and I would wake up every morning, I'd be, you know, my regular weight, and then by the end of the day, 40 pounds of water weight would be just in my legs. I mean, wow. it was awful. And, you know, you're 25 years old living in Manhattan, you know, and you're trying to just be a normal person and go on a date and feel like a normal woman, right?
And feel like an elephant. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it was awful. So, you know, throughout the course of the past, you know, 6 years, I've had every diagnosis imaginable pretty much besides cancer. And I went back to school and got my degree in integrative medicine because I was working with all these Western medicine doctors, and I said, this is crazy. I'm on water pills, steroids, painkillers. You know, they're telling me nothing's wrong with me, and they think it's autoimmune, and nobody knows. No doctors are talking to each other. I just felt lost. I was crying to my parents every day saying, no one's helping us. You know, I went out to Mayo Clinic. They did a whole bone marrow biopsy on me, and then they dismissed me after a week and said, we can't help you. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, you just have to be on these drugs for the rest of your life. And I said, well, that's nuts. You know, 26 years old, this is crazy. So got my degree in integrative medicine, started researching detox and, inflammation and organic food and toxicity and working with integrative medical doctors, and they found heavy metal accumulation in my body, Lyme disease, polycystic ovarian syndrome, candida, bacteria overgrowth, so many things that Western medicine doesn't test for, because they test for the heavy metals in your blood, and Western integrated medicine tests for the heavy metals in your tissues. So, you know, what accumulates over time from toxins and pesticides and the mercury in fish and our environment and, you know, cleaning products and makeup and, you know, water and different things like that. So I pretty much had to get my mercury fillings removed from my mouth so the mercury wasn't drawn to my brain organs, and then go through the past 5 years of detox and, you know, really detoxing everything from my towels to my shower curtain to plastics to food and makeup and cleaning supplies and my environment. I mean, you name it, pretty much had to wipe it out.
Let me ask you a couple things. Like, first of all, tell people what Lyme disease is, because that is one of your diagnoses, right?
Yeah, you know, Lyme disease was one of the last. I just got diagnosed. So in the very beginning, someone said, I think you have Lyme, and all the tests came back negative. And then, you're going to laugh, but I just got diagnosed with Lyme not even a year ago yet. And the only reason I found it is because I kept researching it, because all my tests were coming back negative, and I just kept reading all this stuff about Lyme disease, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep pushing and pushing and trying to see if I really have this, because I heard about all the false negatives. So I was using, like, just regular, you know, labs here in Manhattan and New Jersey, and they were all coming out negative. So I researched these two labs out in California that test just specifically for Lyme disease, and of course, you know, insurance does not cover them, so you have to pay out of pocket. They're about $1,000 each, and of course, they came back both positive bands for Lyme disease. So then I said, this is crazy. So I went back to my regular labs that we all go to, tested for Lyme disease again, came back negative, and I said, this is insane.
It is insane.
How many people are walking around with Lyme disease, and they don't think they have it, and they've got all these other issues, and they're getting these false negatives? This is so sad and so upsetting, and I could have saved, I mean, I spent almost $300,000 on my body in the last 10 years just trying to live. And I live in Manhattan, which is not cheap. So I could have saved. I could have bought, an apartment in Manhattan by now.
A really nice one, and had a guest room for me to stay when I visit.
You bet.
My gosh.
And I said, I got to help people. Like, this is just crazy. And then, you know, so I started working with one of the top health doctors, Lyme disease doctors here in the country, Dr. Richard Horowitz in Hyde Park, New York, who's wonderful, and took me through a ton of detox. And then he put me in touch, you know, my hormones were out of balance. I mean, everything was just, my gut was a mess. A wonderful doctor here in New York, Alan Wachowski, who pretty much found polycystic ovarian syndrome, which made me insulin resistant and screwed up all my hormones. And, you know, so the two of them together really, really, you know, made me, restored my health. And I have not felt this good since high school.
Well,
I'm not
you,
even
you know,
kidding.
You,
I know that sounds wild.
No, but you sound great. But isn't Lyme disease, isn't that from getting bitten by a tick?
You know, you can get it from a mosquito. It's kind of wild. So they think that I've had it for, you know, maybe a decade. And it can be dormant in your system and then come out. So, you know, there's stories like kids get bit when they're like, you know, 2, 3 years old, four years old, and when they're in college. And I had no symptoms. I had no bullseye rash, no symptoms. I had a little bit of muscle weakness, but I went to the gym every day, so I thought it was the gym. Like, I wasn't, like, sore.
Right, right.
You know, like, I just, so, yeah, it's kind of wild.
It is kind of wild. And the other thing I want to ask you, and there are many, many, many more questions I have, but you, the part that is very, I don't know, I want to elaborate on, is that you grew up in a healthy lifestyle family. You were being given healthy foods, fresh vegetables. So it's not, I can't blame my parents thing. You know, I grew up on Cheerios and, you know, TV dinners. So what, from the long journey you've been on in a very short life, Why did things start to go awry? Have you figured out that mystery? Because you were you healthy when you were in high school and then went to college? And what happens to your body?
Yeah, I mean, I was completely healthy. I wasn't healthy, but my gut was always a mess. I always had stomach issues. And now I learned everything right. starts from your gut, whether you have arthritis or whether you have, Dr. Alexander Junger, who's written the books Clean and Clean Gut, he's actually going to be writing the foreword to my book that I'm going to be writing. But his books are amazing because it's 80% of your immune system is in your gut. You're not taking really, really, really high quality good probiotics and taking care of your gut, you're going to get arthritis or, some kind of whatever it may be. And everything stems back to your gut. So, but we didn't know that back in the 90s
right.
and
right.
80s. And
even the early 2000s. I mean, it's.
Yeah, and my parents didn't know. I mean, they're very healthy, but I get sick, I want my antibiotic. I mean, what does that do? That wipes out all your good bacteria. You know, I mean, it's like I was on the amoxicillin when I was little when I had an earache. I mean, and my parents are not like, big into drugs or...
Right, right. But I understand. Like, when you have a really bad ear infection, you give your child amoxicillin. I did it. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So
So you had heavy metal accumulation, hypothyroidism, and what is adrenal fatigue? I mean, your adrenal glands are just in exhaustion mode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that, just keeps you in a cycle of, it has to do with your thyroid and your gut. And, I mean, I'm still healing my adrenals. My cortisol was shot through the roof, which doesn't allow your body to heal. So even though you may not have stress in your life with work or family or friends or, whoever, your body is still under stress. So that alone, I mean, you could be living in a retreat, but your body's still under stress. So that, I never understood that,
It makes so much sense. And one of the things I read in preparing for the show is you saying to listen to your body. And I can wax poetic about the number of people, including one of my daughters that has major stomach issues, and she has had them since she was really little. And this is another page for her to begin exploring, because nobody really wants to say, I'm gluten intolerant, I can't eat this, I can't that. People resist that whole mindset. Do you find that? Like, please don't tell me I'm gluten intolerant, because gluten's in everything.
It is, but it's so easy to eat gluten-free. It's like, just eat real food, people. Like, it's just so, I love helping people, because it's just, eat one-ingredient foods. Organic eggs, organic chicken, So one of my favorite things, inflammation and with autoimmune and hormone balance, is flax seeds and organic. I don't know if you know the brand Barleans, but they're like my favorite brand in the world. They've helped me so much, in terms of just restoring my health, because the lignans in flax seeds, they sell these amazing everything's organic, which I eat 100% organic, but they sell these organic ground flax seeds, and I add them to everything I do, everything I eat, and these organic omega-3 oils, flax oil, and it's just, they're like inflammation fighters, and they've just helped me so, so much. And I add them to, all my clients' diets and meal plans and everything like that, because in supplements, because they just do wonders, and they're providing that nutrition and helping you absorb all the nutrients that you're not getting in food. So you could be eating a perfect diet, but you could not be absorbing anything. I mean, I was 95 pounds eating avocados and all these great foods, and I wasn't absorbing anything. So it's not really you are what you eat.
Right.
It's you are what you absorb. And the other scary side, is, people eat all organic and they're doing great, but then they're using these, they're using Maybelline and all these other makeups and,
right. They're putting chemicals in their body another way. Yes.
Yeah, even Neutrogena sunscreen. It's all toxic. And I'm like, Mom, why didn't you ever? And she's like, I have no idea. And I mean, I'm like, oh my God, no wonder I'm full of heavy metals. And that's what people don't understand. So I just try to start really basic with people, whole grains, gluten-free grains, quinoa, millet, brown rice, amaranth, things like that. And then, I flood their systems with omega-3s. Like I was saying, that's the Barleans flax seeds.
But what is the name that you're saying? I'm not catching it. The name, the brand name?
Yeah, It's Barlene, V as in boy, A-R-L, as in Larry, E-A-N-S.
Okay.
So they have, they're wonderful. They just have organic. You can get them anywhere. You can get them online. You can get them at Whole Foods Market or, you know, any health food store. They've got a bunch of oils, like flax oils and these omega swirls, which are all flavored. They are, you know, berry and sugar flavored, which actually without sugar are sweet flavored, I should say, that kids love, that you can put in smoothies and things, and it just helps so much. And they've got chia seeds and flax seeds, and, you know, all these things are so high in omega-3s and inflammation fighters that they've just done wonders. I mean, I just take tablespoons of flax seeds all day long, and it helps balance my hormones.
You inspire me to do that. Like, you just eat raw flax seeds, because we have a bunch. So you just eat them like someone would, like peanuts or cashews or something?
Well, they have to be ground. They always have to be ground.
Okay.
So you want to, that's why I like the Barlene ones, because they're already ground for you. But yeah, I mean, I take like 2 tablespoons in the morning, 2 at night, and then I'll put, you know, I'll put it on my salads. I'll put it in my oatmeal. I'll put it on top of dessert. I'll put it in dessert. You know, different things like that.
So let me ask you this, too, because, you know, gluten-free, let's talk about two of them, gluten-free and soy-free. Has it gotten progressively worse? Because when I spoke to you earlier this morning, I said, you know, Amy, when I was growing up, I didn't know anybody with gluten intolerance. Is it our compromised food system now? There are people that are gluten intolerant, celiac disease, that don't have it in their family, and soy. What's the devil in soy? I mean, I have friends that are cancer survivors, and they will not put soy anywhere near their mouths because it is, you know, it's really bad if you've ever had cancer. So why soy? What's happened, or are we just learning about it?
Yes, yeah, so soy is one of the highest genetically modified foods, along with corn and,
right,
you know, all these other crazy foods. So if you're not eating organic soy, and even, I mean, I can't do any soy at all, but so soy acts like it's like a phytoestrogen. It acts like
and it's an endocrine disruptor.
It is. It contains estrogen-like substances. So
right.
They're called like isoflavones. So like they mimic estrogen in our body. So that they bind to these estrogen receptors. So that's why, you know, it's so crazy. So that's why a lot of people stay away from them. I mean, soy screwed up I used to eat tons of tofu. Tons, and I'm not even a vegetarian. I eat tons of tofu and like soy cheese and soy milk and all that stuff back in like the 80s and 90s because I didn't know.
And it might have been making you sicker, right?
It was. Oh my God, it's an awful thing for me, and it screwed up my thyroid and all my hormones were a mess. You know, and they're still like, you know, just getting back into gear now. So, you know, I mean, I lost my menses for a few years. It's just like everything, my body was just completely shutting down. You know, the doctors were like, oh, you lost your menses, go on birth control. Your leg is swelling up, go on water pills.
Take a pill, take a pill, take a pill.
You have steroids. You have colitis, we have to put you on morphine. You know, it's just like, here's a Band-Aid, take it. It's like, I'm 26 years old, on 10 drugs. It's like, I felt like I was on disability for my job. I'm like, this is nuts. How many people are dealing with this? And really, there's no one's looking at the underlying cause.
And look at our healthcare system. I mean, how broken and juvenile diabetes. And I, of course, think I was in the mental health profession for years, ADD, ADHD, all these kids on the autism spectrum. It's to me, it's what they're eating and the environments, the toxins in their homes. So it's like, let's help get this divine mystery demystified. We're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, I would like you to talk to me about the use of the word clean food and what that means, because you see it a lot. It's a lot on Instagram. People tag that a lot. It's a lot on Twitter, and it's kind of a new term. So I'd love to talk about that. And then when we come back, I'd really like you to share a little bit about once you started your journey to healing. How did you start and how overwhelming was it? Because I think for people to get their head around it, hearing all the things that happened to you, which I don't believe is uncommon. I think there are more people walking around with some or many of the symptoms you have. So when we come back, how did you start detoxing? You mentioned, you know, the fillings in your teeth, but the process and what you learned from the integrative medicine the Institute of Integrative Medicine. So everybody, this to me is one of the most important shows I've ever done. I don't say that lightly. I think it's a matter of life and death for many people, and I don't say that lightly. So everybody, please stay here with me when we come back. More from Amy Valpone, the editor-in-chief and the founder of HealthyApple.com. Please stay here with me. Lots more good stuff to share. Think blue. Think beyond green. Think TDI clean diesel technology. One part of the Volkswagen Think Blue initiative, our goal of creating and encouraging eco-conscious products and behaviors. This is Mrs. Green. A car that can drive a long way should still make you want to, well, drive a long way. Volkswagen Jetta's TDI clean diesel is a high-mileage vehicle that lets you stop at the filling station less often so you can spend more time enjoying the road. See Chapman VW today for a very special offer on the 2014 Jetta TDI.
Bookman Sports Exchange is now open at 3330 East Speedway. We're taking our passion and experience of buying, selling, and trading books and music and applying it to the world of sporting goods, outdoor, and fitness gear. We are giving you another way to save money on the things that you love, Bookman style. Remember, Bookman Sports Exchange, sporting goods, outdoor, and fitness gear, now open daily from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Speedway east of Country Club. Check out bookmans.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we certainly hope that what you're thinking about today is your food, what you put in your body, what you put on your body, the toxins in your home. I am so really excited to have as my guest Amy Valpone. She is the editor-in-chief of HealthyApple.com. She's a Manhattan-based personal chef, a culinary nutritionist, a professional recipe developer, and believe me, she's been, you name it, she's been featured in it or as a guest on it. Martha Stewart, she's been featured in Huffington Post, Glamour, Prevention Magazine, and many, many more. But I don't want to take the time giving all you these accolades to you, Amy, because I'm loving that you're sharing your very personal story from being very unhealthy to your journey to recovery and healthy, and then helping other people cook real food and get healthy themselves. So let's start with, what is your definition of clean food?
So clean eating is eating one ingredient organic food, you know, like egg, chicken, fish, you know, turkey. If you are able to do red meat, you know, some kind of grass-fed bison, you know, things like that, green vegetables, wholesome fruits, you know, even like cauliflower, broccoli, you know, things like that, nuts and seeds, they're all one ingredient foods, right?
Okay.
Eating, that's clean eating. Nothing out of a box and package you can process with all these crazy ingredients. Even like things that I was, you know, chatting with you about before, like fighting inflammation, right? So omega-3s are one of the biggest things that really have helped me, you know, and I attribute to my health. So it's like, you know, the flax, the bolings, like I was saying, the bolings flax seeds and their chia seeds, like one ingredient foods. Flax oil, you know, things like that that are going to help your body. They're the building blocks of your, you know, for the mitochondria of your cells. And that's really where everything stems back to. If we're feeding the mitochondria of our cells these 100-calorie pack of Oreos, yeah, you know, maybe you can fit into your skinny jeans at the age of 35 because you're eating 100-calorie pack of Oreos, but good luck when you're like 40, 50, 60, when your mitochondria yourself is, you know, hey, Amy, I'm giving up on you because you're feeding me powdered chemicals in the form of cookies. Yes, 100 calories and you're skinny, but that does nothing for me. I need inflammation fighters, and you need to feed me. And that's when disease sets in and your gut starts to wreak havoc on your body.
And it's really, I read a book a couple of years ago called Younger Next Year. And instead of us, like I'm 63, instead of turning 60 and getting ready for the decline, if you're doing the right things, you can get ready for some of the best years of your life because you start feeling better because of this education that people like Amy Valpone are giving us. What about,
yeah.
And I think we have to caution people as well. even with organic and certified this and on for chicken and all of that, you really have to take the time to care enough about your health to know your farmer. If you're buying an organic brand, make sure that it's USDA certified, because you can slap an organic brand on anything and it really isn't. I mean, I've learned so much along the way, and I've been called out on Twitter for not doing my homework. So you really have to care enough. And I think you make that point on your website, which is thehealthyapple.com, everybody. I'll be putting it out on Twitter and Facebook. But make the point of not just know your body, but listen to it. When something starts to go wrong, this is not White Rabbit, where one pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. Find out about what it is you're putting in your mouth. Did you have any that were the big offenders? Like, some, if somebody is listening to you and saying, I'm so overwhelmed, what would I start with in terms of the elimination to it, to get it out of my diet and start living a healthier life? Fats, oils, unnatural oils. Where would you start? White bread, which hasn't been in my house like ever. So, I mean, where do you tell people to start?
Honestly, I think the best place to start is take out anything that you've got that's got more than one ingredient in it.
Great.
So, I mean,
great.
If it's coming in a box, I do promote and agree. I have things in my house with a box, like the barley and flax seeds or flax oils. It comes in a jar. It's one ingredient, though. But take out everything that has, you know, processed ingredients in it. If it's got more than one ingredient in it, get it out.
And no one ever on my show has said that. Never has anyone on my show in 6 years ever said, eat things that are just one ingredient. That is so easy to absorb.
It's so true. And, you know, another great brand, too, I don't know if you know them, but Simply Organic and Frontier Spices, they are beyond amazing. I mean, everything is organic. Everything is incredible. Just such healing powers in their spices and their oils. And I love them. I must say, my top favorite brands that I really feel have healed me, Earthbound Farm, which is an organic salad company.
I know. I've had Myra on the show. Myra Goodman.
I love Myra.
She is,
oh my God, she is wonderful. I met her. I was out on their farm and did a whole tour with them this fall and met her. She is such an inspiration. Love her. Earthbound Farm has changed my life. They truly have healed me.
She'll love to hear that. I'm going to see her in May for the Sustainable Foods Institute at Monterey Bay Aquarium. So I'll give her a big hug. I will.
Okay. That is so funny. Yeah, so then Barleans, like I mentioned before.
And Simply Organic and Earthbound Farm, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like they really, like all of those brands have really just done such an incredible job with really promoting wholesome, like real ingredients. And they just really, it just really means a lot to me to have brands that you can support.
And trust.
And believe in and trust.
And do your homework and only have to know once that, okay, I don't have to worry about this. I can buy anything that this is, that they make, because I've vetted it and I trusted it. Let me ask you this.
Exactly.
What do you say to people that there is this that has to be the myth or the reality that has to be addressed of eating healthy is more expensive? I think I have tried to dispel that myth over and over again on my show. What is your response to that, having lived through lots of expenses? And not everybody can say, well, that's great, you know, she lives in New York and she can afford this. But what do you say to people when they say, I can't afford to eat that way?
I say, either can I. I say, my rent is probably more than your mortgage. And
that's a great answer.
A pound of Brussels sprouts is probably more than your food for the week. I mean, I can't. And neither can anyone here. But you have to eat sad until you're in the situation. You'll end up spending that money on food. But, I mean, believe me, I lived in Manhattan for 10 years. I just went 100% organic like a year and a half ago. I used to walk an extra 30, 40, 50, 60 blocks, go all the way down to Chinatown to get the cheapest vegetables possible to save a dime.
Right.
Was it worth it? No. because now I realize how toxic pesticides are and how toxic antibiotics and growth hormones and all these crazy things are in the meats that we're eating and the eggs that we're eating and the dairy that people are eating. And, you know, it's awful. And it's just, I mean, that's why, like I was mentioning, these three brands that I just really just stand by and really love.
And how can you not invest in your health? And there are some of the things that I think are really good ideas to remember. If you eat brown rice, that is not expensive. You can buy brown rice in bulk. You can get organic beans. So a lot of the legumes, to me, are another way that you can eat. It's not all healthy, fresh vegetables. But if you incorporate some of those as the foundation, it does become more affordable.
I agree completely. And I think, too, you know, there's so many great websites out there anymore. I mean, look into Vitacost.com. They're wonderful. I order everything from Vitacost.
So
and,
we.
You know, if you go onto my website, thehealthyapple.com, there's a little two blue boxes on the right-hand side. It takes you right to that website, and it comes right to your door. I rarely walk into a food store. I mean, I love Whole Foods Market to death. They're my favorite place in the world, but this weather this winter has been awful. I get everything delivered right to my door. Everything. And, you know, Vitacost has the Balanes and the Simply Organic. And, you know, and they don't have anything perishable, but they are a way to get all these different foods that you're not running around to 7,000 different health food stores or trying to spend $1 million, and their prices are cheaper.
They are. They're a lot cheaper. They're greatly discounted. That's where we get our protein for our smoothies, protein for the smoothies that we make every day. So when you're in the development stage of the new Healthy Amy Valpone, did you always love to cook? Was that something you loved to do? Because one of the things that you write about is you love to develop new healthy recipes. And I think that there's two parts to that. Did you always love to cook, which I'd like you to answer? And then the second part is, I think a lot of people believe that eating gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free is awful and tastes gross and, you know, no flavor. I think it's quite the contrary if you use spices right. And that's one of the things Myra said with spices. So talk about the two parts to that.
You know, it's interesting with that as well, because I think there are a ton of products that taste like cardboard. But my
yes.
advice is to stay away from those products. Don't eat anything like that, right? Why are you eating gluten-free cupcake, cookie, cracker crap? I mean, it's junk.
And it does taste like cardboard.
There are a lot of brands, and I have them on my website, on my favorite products page. Excuse me, on my anti-inflammatory meal plan page. Or a shopping list on my website, but half of these cookies, it is all white potato flour or rice flour, which is spiking your blood sugar, which isn't doing anybody any good. You know, it's about sticking to these like wholesome real products. You know, and there's a brand called Emmy's Organic. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're amazing. They sell macaroons, and they are like. Literally, I think it's like four ingredients on the label. They are amazing. It's EMMY*S, and these are organic. They're sold everywhere. I mean, you name it, they're sold there. And they're incredible. And the flavor is incredible. And there's no fillers. You know, they're not filled with all these different flowers and xanthan gums and all these crazy things that people are like, what is this doing? Is this causing me inflammation? You know, what's going on here? So, that's like a great brand example. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And I don't know, you just, when I read and read and read about you, you do make it easy. And it's a perfect segue to talk about. I love your website. You have one of the most easy to navigate, content-rich, gorgeous website because you're also a photographer. So it's like, okay, blow me away. What is in your fridge, Amy? What do you keep in your fridge?
I wish I could take a picture right now for you.
organic,
about three cartons of organic eggs, because I love getting the yolks are like so nutritious, and I really feel like eggs have really brought back so much of my hormones and so much of my just healing qualities. I really do. Eggs have helped me a lot, and they're easy to make. I mean, you just boil a dozen of hard-boiled eggs, and you've got, like, you know, snacks for the week. It's just been easy to travel with. So that, I've got kale, I've got collard greens, I've got spinach, I've got, the flax, the barleans, the barleans oils, the barleans flax seeds, the barleans chia seeds. I've got, what else do I have?
I know the butters. I don't know if you have any right now, but on your website it said you have things like cashew butter and maple almond butter.
That's funny, but I was just looking at. So I have raw almonds and cashews and walnuts in my freezer, but then in my fridge I have cashew butter, walnut butter, and almond butter, and I absolutely love them. They're amazing.
And those are all good. And even things like organic mustard. Like I was telling you this morning about my friend's granddaughter who is celiac, which at 8 years old, it's a horrible disease. I mean, absolutely horrible disease. And she can't have any, like, just the thought of it. So they've got to get rid of everything, the mustard, the ketchup, the mayonnaise, every brand that they have, because it has gluten, it has additives, it has, you know, things that'll make her sick. And I laughed because you have, you know, hummus and you have organic mustard. I don't think people normally think about how those things can be making you sick. It's just a little spice that you put on your sandwich.
I think there's so many different things people don't realize. Like gluten is in, like soy sauce, right?
Right, right.
Like little things, you know, Sanjay, S-A-N-J is a great brand. They have wonderful, wonderful products that are gluten-free. They have some with gluten, but then, you know, some that are gluten-free, but they're amazing. They have, you know, gluten-free soy sauce and gluten-free, different, they've got a tamari sauce, and they've got, like, a Mongolian sauce, and, you know, things for stir-fries. It's like an Asian sauce company. They're wonderful.
And it gives hope, because I think, you know, when my friend found out about her granddaughter, I mean, like, we actually did cry, because you live in a world at 8 years old and you're going to birthday parties and they're at pizza places and there's birthday cake and there's all this candy. And I think actually that she's going to be living in a more gluten intolerant world than any kid when I was 8 years old. I mean, I think that the trend is there's going to be lots and lots and lots more people that are eating gluten-free and soy-free. From where you sit, do you agree with that?
I agree completely. And I think a lot of it is because people are realizing the inflammation and what it actually does to your body. You know, I mean, I feel like Western medicine still does not ask anything about diet. They still don't look at stress or any of these things, but none of those doctors have any, like, education in any of that. They weren't taught any of that. I mean, I'll never forget, I must have had 6 different colonoscopies and endoscopies, and I'll never forget, this is even just like 2 years ago, the doctor coming out, this gastroenterologist saying, and I was like, should I eat gluten-free? He's like, no problem, you don't have celiac.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
you've got to be kidding. And you've got to be kidding me. But I was at an International Food Day fair at the University of Arizona in the fall.
Oh, how fun.
And it is fun. It's like my favorite event. And I cannot even tell you how much I love it. And it's all about promoting healthy eating, locally sourced, organic, you know, the beat goes on. And we had some med students come up to our booth and talk to us and the Healthy You Network people about how discouraged they were because they're in medical school and they had like one half of a credit for their entire medical school on nutrition. It was one class. I mean, that to me is like, it's so backwards. It should be.
It is.
It's so backwards.
Oh. Why, right? Like, why? Oh, it's just, I feel like any more of these doctors, they're with you for like 2 minutes. They, you know, tell you're crazy, write you a script, and on to the next patient.
Next, there's a pill for that. Swallow something.
Don't even get me started. I know. It's so true.
And basically what you're saying is, because we're going to have to go to another break, is that even if me sitting here does not think I have a gluten intolerance, I don't have gut issues, the best thing for me to do and my family, which my husband and I have done, is start living a more gluten-free life Totally. We have hardly anything packaged in our pantry anymore. We go to the grocery store. We have a great Whole Foods here. So even if you don't have horrible symptoms, practice prevention, get ready to live longer, be healthier, and not have things starting to break down. Is that the Amy Valpone message?
You know, my message is exactly, like, I don't think the whole world needs to be gluten-free. I don't think everyone should be eating gluten-free junk. But I do think that everyone should make an effort to eat one ingredient whole foods.
One ingredient whole foods. Exactly.
And not worry about if you're a vegan or vegetarian or this or that or you know.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Amy Valpone. Hold on.
Join us for a new Mrs. Green's World episode every Saturday at 12 noon Arizona time at MrsGreensWorld.com. All of our past shows are available as on-demand podcasts at MrsGreensWorld.com. Listen on your computer or mobile device. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Mrs. Green's World is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 and Glimmerglass Radio Networks. If you have questions about the show, write to us at info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We'd love to hear from you. More Mrs. Green's World next.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green with some pretty impressive news about the VW Jetta TDI. It's got a turbocharged clean diesel engine. It's 90% cleaner than previous diesel engines. It gets 609 miles on one tank of gas, more than the Prius. That's from Tucson, Arizona to San Diego and halfway back. And it's got an amazing 6-speed Tiptronic transmission. See Chapman VW today for a very special offer on the 2014 Jetta TDI or visit ChapmanTucson.com.
We rely on your generosity for our inventory. Homeowners, renters, contractors, and business owners keep the Habit Store stocked with building supplies, furniture, and appliances. You can drop off your donations or give us a call at 889-7200 to schedule a free pickup of items that are in good condition. Your donations means Habitat Tucson can build and renovate more homes for hardworking people. The Habit Store's hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 4, and you'll find us on Grant Road just east of I-10 in Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And we're certainly giving you unbelievable content to think about today from a person whose life is dedicated to healthy eating and helping thousands of other people live healthier lives. Her name is Amy Valpone. She is the editor-in-chief of thehealthyapple.com. I encourage every one of our listeners, write that down, go visit her website. You'll want to stay. When you go to visit her website, she invites you in and you'll be clicking around for a really long time. Allow yourself some time because you'll go down the rabbit hole. Amy is a Manhattan-based personal chef, a culinary nutritionist. She's a professional recipe developer and obviously someone about as passionate as you can get about healthy eating. And Amy, let's just, we were rushed kind of at the break, eat something that is one ingredient. That's what you're telling people is a call to action. Eat a nut or eat a seed or eat something that is just one. Eat an egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your
point. I completely, that's what it's all about. You know, it's about eating whole, real food.
Now talk about the, you really immersed yourself in the whole process and you went to the, I have to pull it up because I got really excited, the Institute of Integrative Medicine. Is that it?
Yeah.
Integrative Nutrition.
Yeah, it was great. I learned a lot.
And okay, so.
But I think, you know, even beyond that, you know, I had to just keep researching and researching, and that's really how I've gained all my insight, you know?
And the internet is our portal. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. And I think it's very interesting that you said you knew that you had Lyme disease. So you kept going to find out, because then want to know better is to do better, and you can start healing. So when you go, let's segue to a client, because you have clients. When you go into a client's home, where do you start? How do you start?
We start with their pantry and do a pantry makeover, get rid of all the bad stuff and put in all the good stuff.
So extreme pantry makeover.
Yeah. So we just wipe everything out, you know, from their pantry to, you know, even beyond the pantry to, you know, different things in, different things in their hair care and their home care and their beauty and all of that kind of stuff.
Our home is a toxic dump. I mean, I just wrote my newsletter last week was about, are you homesick? And it was all about what in your environment can make you sick. I mean, it's appalling to me when I find out the flame retardants and the, you know, the VOCs and all that, that literally have had made people move out of their homes or have asthma or whatever.
Yeah,
so you start with their pantry. And then you have them detox everything else. Now, what about, this is a tough question, but what about food waste? Like, do you just tell them, because there's that dilemma of there are starving people, but we should really throw this out because we don't want to feed them poison. How do you weigh in on that? Do you have them donate food to food pantries, or do you just say, for the good of the planet?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do, because I think that's very important. You know, I like that, and I think it's important to, you know, get to other people who are with that. Especially, I mean, here in New York, there's a ton of people that need it, you know. Anyway, there's a ton of people that need it. So I think, you know, that's a huge part of it. But, you know, I hate to waste food. I'm a food hate waster. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So
that's really good. When I was in New York in the fall, I went to Food Tank, the food think tank, and the... You know, the more eye-openers for me about we waste 40% of the food that we grow. I mean, it's a pretty awful number. From field to fork, it's about 40% of it is wasted. So it's pretty scary. And in New York, there is really a high demand. What about we didn't talk too much about it, but when you're doing your research, do you agree with me that organic is one thing, but USDA certified is an entirely different, more rigorous process?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, looking for that symbol is like one of the greatest things in the world. And even the non-GMO, you know, symbol is just great for people to recognize as well.
And let's take it a little deeper. When you're talking about a place like VitaCost, and you know your profile is high, you have been on very high profile TV shows, the Huffington Post is tops. How do you make sure that you're protecting you and your credibility, and that something you're recommending isn't manufactured in a, you know, horrible, unfair trade working conditions in China? How do you do that with being just you, or do you have a team that helps you with researching? Because that your credibility is so important on what you're going to say, I approve of this, I think this is good. How do you vet them?
Yeah, you know, we just try to do as much research as we can. And again, you know, you just try your hardest to really find products that people can eat and that people, you know, that are a positive influence on people's lives and are not filled with junk.
And it's really hard. I mean, I did get outed a couple of times because I wrote some things and I hadn't researched it hard enough. And one of the things that I do now is I look for, there are lots of the five things X is not telling you about their products. And, you know, kind of Google the other side to see what they're saying, because it helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. No, I agree completely.
Okay, what did you do before this? Let's go way back before Amy became the Happy Apple founder. What did you do before this, and did any of that have an impact on your ability to do such a beautiful website and to be able to very wisely market your message?
Yeah, so I pretty much, you know, let's say I went to business school at Boston University, which was lovely, absolutely loved it up there. But then I came to Manhattan, and I worked at Ralph Lauren Corporate and in design, and I worked at Vogue magazine, and then I worked at the National Basketball Association. And my first week at the NBA, I was in marketing and branding. My first week at the NBA, I started to get sick, so my entire time at the NBA, I was known as the sick girl, as everyone called me there. That was pretty rough. I was on disability. It wasn't easy.
No, that's really unbelievable. But that those other experiences helped you with, because, you know, you go to your website and you know that there's a lot. Are you a big fan of the Environmental Working Group? Do you refer people to go to that website?
I do. Yeah, I think that they're a great site. What about yourself?
I am the biggest fan, because to me, one of the things that I love is they don't take any corporate money. They have no corporate sponsors. I mean, they are about, to me, as pure as they get. And I've had their executive director on, and it's and a couple of people that, you know, we have some shows lined up for the specialty areas. But when you talked about your childhood and your parents not knowing, one of my favorite things was to use Johnson No More Tears baby shampoo. And that's one of, and I was rubbing it on my children's head, and it's full of known carcinogens. I mean, talk about bad, bad, bad. It's just, I mean, and Hershey's Kisses. I used to put them in the kids' lunch as surprise. And then you find out about, you know, first of all, it's such bad chocolate. I'm just going to out them. And then their fair trade practices are awful. And so, yeah, I'm EWG fan to a fare-thee-well, because I think they're pure. They're not taking anybody's money. So if they're saying it's bad, it's bad. If they're saying it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think they're wonderful. And there's another website, too, Skin Deep, is that it?
Yes,
that's... figure out, you know, if your makeup is okay, you know, if this is okay, like body products, things like that.
And that's all part of EWG. The Skin Deep is one of the, you know, and they come out every year with the whole their whole Skin Deep, and then their Dirty Dozen, the Clean 15. So it's, yeah, and they constantly update it and are getting involved in, to me, really global issues that affect all of us. One of the things that I think is interesting that I'd like to touch upon a little bit is so many people now in what I call the healthy food movement are advocating for, you know, plant-based diet. You have Michael Pollan, you have Forks Over Knives, you have people like Doug Lyle. There are many, many others. The China, what was the book? I don't remember the name of it, but the China diet. What is your read on that? Because you do eat eggs, and I do too, by the way. We eat far less meat. But what is your advice to clients or to our audience about meat?
I think as long as you're buying, I mean, I eat, you know, organic chicken, turkey, and eggs, and very little bit of seafood, that's low mercury. But, I mean, I'm a person, yeah, I love tons of, I mean, I probably eat more vegetables than anybody you've ever met, but everybody comments on how much I eat. It's pretty insane. But, I mean, I'm a person, when I had colitis, I could not eat meat, I could not eat animal protein.
Right.
I feel better eating animal protein. And I think there are certain people, my blood type is vegetarian. I was vegetarian for a while, not putting a name on myself, not saying I'm a vegetarian, I'm not even... but I just couldn't digest it, and I really wasn't in the mood for it. But I'm a true believer. I honestly think that eating chicken, turkey, and eggs has helped me get my hormones back, get my body in check, and really like just feel better. And a lot of the protein powders that are out there are full of, you know, they're made from rice, or they've got, you know, and there's so much arsenic in rice, and, you know, they're sprayed with pesticides. None of them are organic. Not many are organic. Not many are non-GMO. I mean, it's, you know, there's some hemp seed protein powders that are organic that are great. But, you know, and I'm not against anyone having a vegetarian or vegan diet. My website is mostly vegetarian, which because I think I love promoting grains and, you know, healthy gluten-free grains and vegetables. But I really just feel like meat, it's just a personal thing. But again, Michael Pollan is wonderful. Yeah, I don't think everyone should be eating meat at every single you know, it's like 10 eggs a day and meat at every meal. And all, you know, and again, everything organic, grass-fed, good quality, but a little bit. You know, fill your plate with healthy fats and vegetables and fruits. That's where your antioxidants are coming from. But if you need the animal protein, you know, because I personally, for my detox, I need amino acids, right? And we know that they're only prevalent in, you know, the animal protein. So I needed that, you know.
I agree, and it's hard. It's very hard. I think one of the things that on this journey of Mrs. Green, beef has an incredible carbon footprint because of its water use and the methane. So, you know, I am a very big supporter of eating less beef. I'm not anti the beef industry, but, you know, cruelty-free is another issue. And with chicken, I think that's huge too. What do you do about eating out, Amy? When you eat out, do you have places that you just trust? Was that another, you know, detective Amy hits the streets of New York to find places, or do you feel that most restaurants are offering healthy choices these days?
You know, it's hard because none of them use the oils and everything's genetically
right.
modified. It's hard. I rarely eat out, and if I do, I get a shrimp cocktail and I eat before. Like, I'll be very honest. Unless they, because no one has organic vegetables. I mean, Huberman has mango, but I mean, you know, you're ending up eating the Dirty Dozen. But you know what? You gotta enjoy yourself. Like, you've gotta live. You can't, like, ban yourself from eating out. I mean, you gotta enjoy life, right? No, you gotta have an ice cream every once in a while. You gotta have some chocolate. But good quality, right? Like, good quality dark chocolate. Almond milk ice cream, or, you know, So Delicious makes some great almond milk and coconut milk ice creams. Or you can make your own, you know, things like that.
Those are really good suggestions. I mean, they're all things. And I loved one of the things. I'm sure that I read it when I was doing the research on you. Everything in moderation, because that's, you don't ever go on a diet. You said that, correct? That sends up all kinds of triggers.
No. Never, ever. Will I ever put a client on a diet? No.
So everything in moderation, even, you know, I'm like you, though. There are certain things, like, I have this phrase that I use, you know, just think about how this little piggy went to market. It's very hard to get pork that is cruelty-free because I don't know why they picked on pigs, but the gestation crates. I have had trouble eating pork for almost a year now. And, you know your farmer. What about farmers markets? Has there been a proliferation in New York of farmers markets because people more and more are growing their own foods, even on their rooftops, in their apartments? I mean, what do you see trending in the Big Apple as opposed to the healthy
farmers
apple?
Farmers markets and local, definitely. But again, a lot of that's not organic. So
right,
you be
right.
Careful.
Yes, you really can't just go to the farmers market.
I think it's wonderful to support local. But
yeah.
I mean, I personally can't afford to eat, you know, pesticides and toxins because I was born without that MTHFR gene, so I don't detox them out. They sit in my body and accumulate, you know?
And one of the things in reviewing all of the work I did, you know, for the show, it didn't feel like work at all. It was a labor of love, but you have the ability to get people excited and engaged without depressing them. I mean, just even your voice, enthusiastic voice, as sick as you've been, you're inviting people to be on a journey to be healthy. And I think I really wanted to make sure that I noted that. And then let's talk about a couple of calls to action. I want to repeat your website. It's thehealthyapple.com. You're on Pinterest. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. But in terms of calls to action for people, there's the eat one thing. I want to review it because people forget. There's get rid of processed foods. That's really important. And if you're going to empty your pantry, donate it. What about growing your own? I mean, there's these food towers. We have 2 minutes left, so it's all yours about what else you want to share with our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I really just think the best thing to do is just be aware. Just know, my best advice is to know where your food's coming from.
Right. Love it.
And just, I cannot stress enough how much omega-3s have helped me and the good fats, like, avocados, you know, like I was saying, the barley flax oil, the barley flax seeds, the
right,
barley seafood,
right.
The, you know, eggs, organic eggs, good stuff, nuts and seeds, not roasted conventional nuts that are covered in safflower oil and canola oil and processed salt, real Himalayan sea salt, and, you know, roasted and extra virgin olive oil, you know, that's a real nut, you know?
Right, not, because you... That's great.
I'm cracking myself up.
No,
here.
You're cracking me up too, because it is. You can't just think you're going to buy a big jar of peanuts and they're dry roasted and that you're on the way to healthy recovery. Oh my gosh. So we are going to have to come to an end, and this is not the last time our paths will cross, I hope. Amy Valpone, the Healthy Apple, thank you so much. Next week, joining me, Claire Dakin. She's the founder of Tree Sisters. It is an audacious campaign fueled by the love and creativity of everyone. everyday women. They're building a global network to help reforest the tropics within 10 years, and they're well on their way. Make it a great green day, everybody, and don't forget to check out thehealthyapple.com. Amy, thanks for showing up in my path, however that was, and for everything you're doing for our health.
Yo, thank you. It was an honor. Looking forward to chatting again soon. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Make it a great green, healthy eating week.